DDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome to the 2012-2013 season of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO. And also streaming live on WCDOsports.com. Understand that we already have some folks that have been waiting patiently for the JV game to get over between Unitigo and Cooperstown. JV Cooperstown Lady Redskins win that one 43-33. We are ready for, what we could call, first of all, a great rematch. Second of all, a great family reunion. And third of all, the opener of our WCDO high school basketball season. Very excited to be here, Greg Davey, which I'm not going to make any real predictions here, but I think I can safely say this could be a very good ball game tonight, and I think we're going to have a fantastic basketball season overall because we have got some teams, such as this Unitigo team that's hosting Cooperstown tonight, that could really make some noise in Class C and in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Of course, Harpersville, five-time defending champs, and we're going to be covering them as well. Unadilla Valley is hot on the girls' side. Looks like Sydney, Unitigo, possibly Bainbridge, Guilford, as far as the boys go, doing some good things in Class C as well. So I think we've got ourselves a great year ahead, and I'm glad to be with you, and hopefully we'll continue to stream for all of those folks that cannot be within listening distance, and even those that are that prefer to be on the Internet, that's fine, and I'm just happy to be here. So with all that being said, we start each and every broadcast with our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO. And with so many papers up here, I buried the one that I needed the most. So here we go. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Call Chambers and O'Hara at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams, Cooperstown and Coach Mike Niles, Unitigo and Coach Greg Bonskowski, the best in tonight's ball game. And speaking of that, I talked about the family reunion end of it. Yes, Mike Niles is the coach of the Cooperstown Lady Redskins, who have had very good seasons the last few years, and that's due in large part to Mike's coaching. He's the former coach at Unitigo for the girls and a Unitigo graduate. His sister, Kelly, is married to the athletic director at Unitigo, Matt Hapley, or Hapley. I always knew it as Hapley. Some people call it Hapley. No matter. So I'm looking as I'm talking to you. I'm looking down in front of the scores table and seeing the three of them together, and as well as Coach Greg Bonskowski for Unitigo. So it's a really cool thing to see that. And what better way to kick off our season than with a game between two very, very good teams. Last year they went into overtime, 46-42, won by Unitigo, who of course has everybody back from last year's team. There were no seniors on the Spartans last year. There were some seniors for Cooperstown. We'll talk a little bit more about both teams more in depth and how they won their first games over the weekend. Both teams are 1-0. So as we get set here with Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDL, stay with us because we've got lots ahead. It is live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No, very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
That's right, Joe Gardner with the promotion that I wasn't expecting after the NBT Bank spot, but it's okay because we are launching a brand new discussion board tonight. And he had mentioned WCDOradio.com. You can also get there by WCDOsports.com. And like I said, we already have people streaming online, which is great. Possibility of making the discussion. Now, you could talk about this game. You could talk about who you think is going to win the Mid-State Athletic Conference for both boys and girls, who might be the MVP, who might be able to play in college. Any sports, really, that you want to talk about. I'm not set up myself right now to participate in that, but I will start bringing an iPad with me so that at least I can see a little bit more on what's being discussed. Joe's going to keep me on top of everything. Captain's meeting at the center of the court. We're about 10.5 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Cooperstown and Unitigo. Let me first say that Cooperstown last year was 16-4. Had a pretty good season under Coach Mike Niles, as we talked about. But early in the season, it was actually December the 6th of last year that the two teams squared off in Cooperstown, again, with great expectations for both teams. And in that game, Unitigo went out to an 11-8 lead after the first quarter. Cooperstown bested the Spartans by 5 in the second quarter to take a 2-point lead. Third quarter, it was about a chess match defense as you can get, with 9 total points being scored, Unitigo 5, Cooperstown 4. So going into the final quarter, Unitigo held a 3-0 lead, or a 3-point lead on the road. Check that. I think the math is wrong here. Oh, God, not a good way to start. Well, anyway, regulation ended 36-36. So, again, it was still defensively oriented. Both teams were very good offensively last year. But when they came across a team they needed to play good defense on, both teams could do that. So anyway, 36-36 at the end of regulation, and Unitigo got 10 points to Cooperstown 6 to win 46-42. In that game for Unitigo, Sarah Menina scored 10 points with 2 three-pointers, and Casey Manzanero, a first-team MAC selection last year, led the team with 12 points. She was their leading scorer last year. Robin Foster had 8. Kayla Talbot had 3, Michaela Reynolds had 5, and Marissa Woodard had 6, with Rachel Wessels scoring 2. For Cooperstown, most of their high scorers have graduated, Megan Van and Holly Erickson. But Nicole Kring, who's a 6-footer, she had 6 points in the game, and Michaela Foster had 2. And I'm looking at Summer Murdoch had 3. Most of their points actually graduated, but what's interesting about the Cooperstown team is they have 2 players listed at 6 foot or higher. Nicole Kring, a senior, and I think a 4-year starter now. She is number 15. She will be a go-to girl for this team, no doubt. And Lucy Ford, who scored a little bit last year, wearing number 33 this year, and a 6'1 junior. It is rare that Unitigo has a team taller than they are. because you think of Marissa Woodard, who is a junior, and while there are no heights listed on Unitico's roster, Marissa, no question, is 6'1", and she injured her foot earlier in the season, and she has, I believe, has been playing through the pain, from what I understand, but she had a good game on, was it Friday night, when Unitico and Cooperstown both debuted their seasons. Spartans defeated Oxford 60-19. Marissa had 14 points, but did not go to the free throw line, so probably had her way inside without getting fouled much. And Cooperstown defeated Mohawk 47-22, so an equally easy game. Kring, as I said, the go-to girl for the Redskins this year, 17 points. Summer Murdoch, a returning starter, with 11. Elizabeth Malia had 11 points. So we had three girls in double figures. And in that game, they led 16-2 right off the bat and never looked back. Yeah, Unitico did likewise, leading Oxford after a quarter 17-2. Kept up the pressure 16-7 in the second quarter. Was slower in the third quarter, but then put on 20 points in the fourth quarter, 60-19. So besides Woodard's 14 points, Robin Foster had 11. Casey Manzanero had 16. And let's see, looks like Courtney Bullis, Kayla Talbot, Sarah Menina, Kayla Comenda all had 2. And Cassidy Newman, new varsity player, had 11 points. She is a sophomore, joining Comenda and Woodard, who are juniors. Courtney Bullis is a junior. But this senior group is back intact, ready to go again. Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, Casey Manzanero, who was a first-teamer. Sarah Menina, who was a second-teamer in the MAC last year. And then you've got Michaela Reynolds, who was a senior as well. And Kayla Talbot, as I said. So, let's see, the third person in that group, Robin Foster. She was an honorable mention last year in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. Both teams just 1-0, so, you know, they don't really, I guess, have their characteristics or their personality yet. Probably after the holidays is when you really start to see the tendencies come out on a consistent basis. So we're about 5.5 minutes away from, you know what, Judy Patel singing our national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups. Looking forward to the season. We'll tease a little bit about where we're going to be the rest of this week and parts of December. Four games stacked this week, three next week, and we'll even throw in the finals of the Kozalski girls basketball tournament down at Bainbridge Guilford. So stick around. It is part of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball coming up on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563 2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
We're specialists in you. Barber Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Greg Davey here. About a minute and a half to go before we hear the sweet strains of Judy Patel. Found out we've got a not-so-mysterious listener in Buffalo. And some other folks streaming in. So if we find out exact location, we will certainly pass that along so those folks can be recognized semi-anonymously. I listen to a lot of football during the playoffs, raking leaves on a very nice Saturday hearing that triple cast, and heard a lot of responses from streaming audio, WCDOradio.com, and now WCDOsports.com. And I'm just amazed at how great this has become. We experimented with it in the mid-2000s when I was still full-time at CDL. But are you guys doing a canned anthem? Talk about your live radio. Yeah, you could still. Yeah, if he's going to do the starting lineup, we can do that. Are you doing? Okay. Yeah. Just get it. Right down there. There's you. Okay, good. Judy and I make the eye contact. Thank you to our first ever Athlete of the Week, Bert Bullis, for being my roadie. Getting the microphone down there. Okay. Judy, make sure you turn it on. Flick it on. Okay. And we have Judy Patel to sing our national anthem.
No, that's for the radio. Please, both of them.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Nice job as always. How many years has Judy been doing this? I love it. All right. Give him the mic for the starting lineup. Can he do the starting lineup, please? Can you hold two at once?
And now for tonight's starters. For Cooperstown, number 10, Liz Millay. Number 11, Summer Murdoch. Number 14, Alana Haggerty. Number 15, Nicole Kring. And number 25, Maggie Hall. Cooperstown is coached by Mr. Mike Niles. And now let's hear it for your Unitego Lady Spartans. Number 12, Robin Foster. Number 13, Kayla Talbot. Number 14, Casey Manzanero. Number 22, Sarah Menina. And number 33, Marissa Woodard. Unitego is coached by Greg Bonskowski.
All right, not the most formal introductions for our season, but that's okay. It's live high school basketball and those kind of things. We're getting into the swing of things. It's just nice we had a microphone and we could stretch all the way down so that Judy could do the anthem, and that counts for everything. So Cooperstown Redskins, hardly have ever done any ball games in any sport. I remember doing a Sydney-Cooperstown football game at the Carrier Dome, and what was interesting about that with Dave Keller and myself was the fact that the coach of Cooperstown at the time, Mr. Pugliese, gave me numbers and said, well, we're expecting new jerseys to come in, but they won't be in by the time we play Sydney in the Dome. Guess what? They came in, and they were all different numbers. So Dave Keller had to run down and talk to moms and dads and say, who's number this, who's number that? That was crazy. But anyway, that's long ago. They continue to have the same colors, black and orange, the black, mostly black with white piping, and orange numbers with white borders. Unitego in their familiar white with green. We are ready for the 2012-13 basketball season to begin, and Marissa Woodard got not one but two taps, but the second tap went right into the hands of number 25, Maggie Hall. And so it'll be a zone 2-3 zone defense put on by Unitego to get things started, and going around with a short little jumper is Alana Haggerty, and she gets our season started points-wise with a little 10-foot soft shot in the lane. So on the other side, Cooperstown playing intense man-to-man, and a shot from behind by Manzanero, partially blocked, and it falls short, just grazing the nets. So against this 2-3 zone, they're sifting inside, and a nice job by Summer Murdoch to catch into a seam. Caught a nice pass from Hall, and it's quickly 4-0 in favor of Cooperstown. Sarah Menina voted recently to the All-State for soccer, leading the offense here for Unitego, and there's another turnover in the lane. There was some crowded, a lot of hands going for the basketball, and it wound up into the hands of Cooperstown point guard Liz Miller, or Malaya. Going down, and a reverse layup that was put up and missed by Summer Murdoch. Touch last by Marissa Woodard, and it will be Cooperstown's ball. 6:41 to go, just underway. Starting quite late tonight. JV game took quite a while. Cooperstown won that game by 10. In the paint, Kring gets the inbounds pass, decides to pass it around, and they continue to flick it around with Malaya missing on the three-point attempt from the left side, who will be our first three-point accurate shooter tonight. Manzanero on her knees, not by design, and a pass that was not the best one to make, and the ball was stolen away and converted by Maggie Hall, and quickly it is 6-0 Cooperstown, playing shutout ball in the first 2 minutes of this ball game, but not foul free, as Malaya commits the first foul. have not heard of any major rule changes this year. We'll see if anything does come into play. So Sarah Menina guarded closely by Alana Haggerty, and Haggerty tried to time it for a steal, and Menina protected the ball too well. So Mike Niles has his team very aggressive from the start. It is paying off very well in offense. They lead 6-0, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. And with Sarah Menina unable to get anything going for an inbound pass, they take a 30-second timeout. I did say I would tease some ball games for this week and this month, so let's do that now. We didn't do that during the tip-off. Tomorrow night will be Harpersville at Afton. That will be probably part of a quadruple header, but we'll do the finale, Harpersville at Afton boys tomorrow night at 7:30. Afton and Harpersville be our first boys game. Afton continues to be a focal point this week. Thursday will be at Bainbridge Guilford with anticipated tip-off time of 7 o'clock. Then the girls take over on Friday night. That'll also be a 7 o'clock start. Both Thursday and Friday, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 6:45 or after the JV game is over. So Menina looking to inbounds. Goes to a bounce pass to Manzanero along the lane. Just misses. But looks like two shots may be coming for Casey Manzanero. Nicole Kring, the 6-foot senior, with her first foul. Talked about Casey Manzanero being a All-MAC first-teamer last year. First shot is up and missed. One concern a couple of concerns with Manzanero as far as leadership here for Coach Greg Boskowski is staying out of foul trouble, number one, and just staying more consistent offensively. So there's one of two from the free throw line. It's a 6-1 lead for Cooperstown. Kring alone at the foul line, and then she takes a dribble to the right side, takes a shorter shot, gets her own rebound off the miss, fights it inside to put back, and is fouled. And that foul, I believe, is on Robin Foster. Yep, that'll be the first foul committed by Unitigo. Kring at the line to shoot two. And while it's still very early in this season, that is one good-looking foul shot. Second shot is short. And the rebound by Foster. She'll get a lot of rebounds, no question about it. Long pass by Menina. Very well spotted out there by Malaya of Cooperstown, who intercepted it. Then back again with a steal for Unitigo and another steal for Cooperstown. Boy, if I'm a statistician, I'm going bonkers right now. They post it inside. The turnaround is just off the rim by number 14, Haggerty. That was about the same shot as she made to start the scoring for tonight. And the rebound again by Robin Foster. Kayla Talbot now playing the point guard. Little crisscross going on with Foster getting the ball. Now it's Talbot on the right side. The pass down underneath for Foster. She's double-teamed under the block. Now it's Talbot at the elbow. Out to Foster. A little runner that finds a Unitigo bounce. Foster with the first basket of the game for Unitigo. Makes it a 7-3 ball game. Redskins working it around the perimeter on the left side, now driving in hard as Malaya misses on the right-hand layup. She put it up with the left hand. Nice fake by Menina to get out of trouble. In the backcourt goes to Manzanero. Her shot gets completely stuffed. And a nice job there by Maggie Hall. A little dribble through the legs action. From the outside, a three-point attempt put up by Murdoch. It misses, but the rebound by Malaya. And now she is fouled in the act. That foul is going to go against Marissa Woodard and the junior center with one foul. Two team fouls for Unitigo. First free throw by Malay is no good. 4:12 to go in the first quarter. 7-3 Cooperstown. It stays 7-3 with a miss. Rebound Talbot. Long pass up ahead to Menina. She'll crank it out there. 4-3. Missed it. Or maybe just inside the three-point line. Did not see the referee put his arm up. No matter, it missed. So Malaya and Hall outside. They go, oh, nice backdoor pass underneath. Shot blocked by Woodard on an attempt by Summer Murdoch. Long pass up ahead, but Cooperstown back quickly on defense. Very nice job. Long diagonal pass to Menina, and it looks like a blocking foul will be called on Elizabeth Malaya, and that will be her second foul. First substitution of the ball game, that's Cassidy Newman, a sophomore, who had a very nice varsity debut, scoring 11 points in the win over Oxford. Comes in for Woodard. Obviously changes the dynamic of the team when Woodard comes out. It is Talbot banking one in, 12 feet left side. Not necessarily intended, but certainly welcomed. 7-5, so the Spartans trail by 2 with 3:21 to go in the opening quarter at Utatigo in our opening game of the 2012-13 season. Nearly a steal by Foster, spotting up, three-point shot off the rim, missed by Hall. Menina around the screen, crossover dribble to the center, to the top of the key. Lots of contact, apparently missed by the officials. Inside, no, Newman's going to give it to Manzanero, and it finds another Unitigo roll. And our game is tied at 7. That foul's going to go on Maggie Hall, her first, and already Cooperstown has amassed 5 team fouls, 2:58 to play first quarter, and a 7-all tie. Chance for Casey Manzanero to put the Spartans ahead and does not do it. But an offensive rebound by Newman. Nice job by Cassidy Newman. Cross court to Talbot. Little soft pass into Foster. She missed it. Newman got the offensive rebound and did not make the follow-up shot. So with 2:43 to go, the Redskins have a chance to regain the lead. Hall on the right side. Sealed off there by Newman. Nice help defense by Kayla Talbot. Up the left side, she'll wait for the offensive help. She's at the top of the key. Gives it off to Manzanero, who's wide open for three. Takes it and makes it. Casey Manzanero, the recipient of a great play by Kayla Talbot. And there's our first three-pointer of the season. 10-7, a 7-0 run by the Lady Spartans. Going inside is Nicole Kring, and she'll draw the contact and get herself two shots. And that follows on Newman. Three fouls on Unitigo players. So Kring is at the line again. She was 1-for-2 in the first go-around. Misses that one. So Kayla Talbot comes out, replaced by Courtney Bullis, a junior who last year saw a lot of time off the bench. Kring up and no good. So while she had a fantastic first shot, she's missed her last three. 10-7. Spartans starting to gain some of the momentum. Manzanero driving in between a double team. Not sure if she was trying to shoot it or not, but she got the contact and the blocking call is made. Foul called on Lucy Ford, who's in the ball game now for the Cooperstown team. She's 6'1". Manzanero missing. So both teams leaving something to be desired from the free throw line. Second shot for Casey is up, and that one also misses. And the rebound by Ford. Unitigo was 8-for-11 in their game win against Oxford Friday night. Cooperstown was 9-for-10, so not showing us very much tonight. But the three-point lane is open, and three-point land for Maggie Hall, who hits the first three-pointer for the Lady Redskins, and we are tied for the second time at 10. Minute 28 to go, and it's a Menina three-point shot that airballs off the hands of Cassidy Newman, who could have saved Menina on that one. She was wide open, but fell way short on the shot. Minute 19 to play. Cooperstown with the ball, heading to my right. Still the 2-1, and now it's a 2-1-2 defense, zone defense. Ball batted by Bullis. Kept alive, though, by Kring. She goes inside. Might have traveled on the extra step. Yep. I know Nicole Kring's father, Mike. I played basketball with him in a league in Sydney, and I know he was the girls' coach at one time, but then became principal, so he could not devote the time to be a coach in, and now he gets to be a dad and watch his daughter play. She's doing a good job. There is a shot missed by Bullis from the left wing. So teams tonight, a little tight, some good stuff, some bad stuff so far, but I guess that's all equals out because it's 10-10 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. There's a three ball launched from the left corner, missed by Murdoch. Rebound inside. Nice job, Maggie Hall. And though not blessed with a lot of height, she certainly has some gumption going inside. And she is fouled, I believe, by Robin Foster, who commits her second foul. Yep. So it looks like Marissa Woodard will check in for the Lady Spartans, replacing Robin Foster. Meanwhile, Maggie Hall leading the scoring for Cooperstown with 6 as she makes the first free throw. Second shot is no good. Rebound by Woodard. Turns and outlets to Manzanero up the right side. Here she goes. Oh, a steal. A pocket picked by Summer Murdoch, and she converts the layup. Very good play by Summer Murdoch. Manzanero kept going and didn't have the ball with her. 10 seconds to go, 13-10. Bullis trying to put the ball in motion, and before she did it, she moved her feet. That's a traveling violation. So two lead changes so far and two ties. 13-10, Cooperstown with 8 seconds to go. Murdoch beats a double team with a nice pass. Whoa, there's a traveling violation on number 12. That's Sarah Jane Morasco, who had just come into the ball game. So 1 second to go. And Sarah Menina fires for three from three-quarters court and hits the rim solidly. Well, she airballed a three-point shot but almost made a three-quarter shot. Well, we've got a first quarter in the books now, 13-10, Cooperstown. Pretty good ball game to start our season off with. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Mark Bryden, along with Dave Miller at Butler Auto Sales on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. As usual, we have a huge inventory of over 120 vehicles at all times, with more arriving daily.
This is Dave Miller, and right now you can take advantage of the Butler Auto 8% off sale, but it ends this Saturday, December 15th.
And this is 8% off original prices, plus record low loan rates make it easy to get your new vehicle at Butler Auto Sales.
We also make house calls. We'll be happy to bring the vehicle to your driveway for a test drive anytime.
We want trade-ins too, so get top dollar for your trade.
And the Butler Service Department will keep your family safe this winter. In fact, our service department even has financing for repairs. So call Dennis Granger for an appointment today.
Come see why Butler Auto has received an A-plus rating for both sales and service from the Better Business Bureau.
Remember, the 8% off sale ends Saturday, December 15th at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Shop 24 hours at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
And our second quarter just underway with Unitigo getting the ball due to the possession rule. And nice play inside. Cassidy Newman off a feed from Casey Manzanero. Just like that, Newman scores her first basket, and it's 13-12 in favor of Cooperstown. had two ties and two lead changes in the first quarter. Fourth shot by Maggie Hall, who leads Cooperstown scores with six. That one wasn't going anywhere. Woodard with a recovery. And quickly, it's Sarah Menina at the top of the key. To the right side for Casey Manzanero. Menina is free on the left side. She stops. She pops and she hits it. So Sarah Menina's first basket gives the Spartans the lead again. They last led at 10-7 after trailing 7-3. So it's a game of streaks. Manzanero with a attempted steal down in the far corner underneath the scoreboard. And it did go off the Cooperstown player. So before we can resume play, there will be a substitution. Out comes Sarah Jane Marasco for Cooperstown. Back in Summer Murdoch, who's got 4 points for the Lady Redskins. A little more than a minute into the play, it's second quarter, 14-13. Spartans. And another Manzanero to Newman, simply lofting it in, and the slide step turnaround bank shot. Two for two back-to-back hoops. And this sophomore, Cassidy Newman, fits right into the plans for Unitigo. Murdoch to Hall. Back to Murdoch. She's open. Three left side. It's good, and we're tied again at 16. Summer Murdoch with her first three-pointer. Second three-pointer for Cooperstown. Courtney Bullis at the top of the key. Swings the pass to Menina. Inside to Newman. The turnaround. Nope. She passes over to Manzanero, and Casey Manzanero returns the favor. She's got a game-high 8 points. And this time it's Newman feeding Manzanero. Boy, that's a potent weapon right there. Three assists and three baskets. Inside going to Nicole Kring. A double team with Manzanero and Newman. And a tie-up for the lack of a better term. Possession rule shows, or possession arrow shows Cooperstown, and let me get this out of my system now. I can't stand the alternate possession rule. I think if you earn the jump, you should jump it. It does not waste any more time, guaranteed. But it's been a 20-year fight for me. I don't think I'm ever going to get anywhere. Well, off of the possession arrow being Cooperstown's ball, it's stolen away by Unitigo, and Sarah Menina has the ball over to Manzanero, who's on the left wing. And a nice drive by Manzanero, who got by three different Redskins players who all kind of played semi-defense, if you will. Manzanero with back-to-back hoops, won a jump shot, won a driving layup, missed shot there by Summer Murdoch. She somehow gets the ball back off a ricochet, fires up a, I'm not sure what that was, but it went off the glass very, very hard. Maybe it was a nervous putback, especially after she made that nice-looking three-point shot from the left wing. There's another possession arrow that flips over to Unitigo, who has their largest lead of the ball game at 4 points, 20-16. It certainly has been a game of streaks. And now a 2-1-2 zone offense by the Unitigo Spartans. And Newman, who looked like she had a layup, missed it. They kept the ball alive. Woodard with the offensive rebound missed. The ball batted around. It's down on the end line. Woodard gets it again. Flips it out to Menina. And another possession for 30 seconds. It's Bullis. Oh, going for Newman. But 6 foot Nicole Kring with a large wingspan knocks that ball away. So Kring's at the foul line. She will bounce pass to the left side. It is put up and missed by Lucy Ford, who's a little taller than Kring at 6'1". Kring had a wide-open shot, too. I'm not sure why she didn't take it. Manzanero, one goes in and out. But a rebound by Courtney Bullis. Nice offensive hustle there. And it's Newman passing to Woodard, who misses the bank shot. Saving it, or trying to save it, was Newman. Well, the best intentions there for Unitigo. Very good teamwork and out hustling Cooperstown in that exchange, but came away with nothing on that. 20-16 with an even 4 minutes to go and a timeout on the floor, so we'll take a break. 20-16, Unitigo leads Cooperstown. Our debut of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and it's such good news to know that we are everywhere that internet connections are. Makes us pretty powerful for a little station like WCDO. Ever since 1982, been doing things that people thought were impossible. From the top of the key, a shot that goes in and out for Maggie Hall. Boy, that one was much needed by Cooperstown, but just missed. Oh, Menina fires a long pass for Casey Manzanero, who goes slamming into the board. And apparently the ball is going to go back into the hands of Cooperstown, which does not set well with the folks here, because I am sitting on the home side up at the top of the bleachers, you know. The right side for Cooperstown. Now they move the ball around. Hall is open for three, but it's short. And a rebound by Manzanero. She'll look up the right side. Crossover dribble to the left for Sarah Menina. Long pass to a wide-open Kayla Talbot. 16-footer. Oh, it's an air ball short. Kring with a rebound, but coming up from behind is Manzanero looking to steal. Referee says nope. That's a foul. And that'll be the first one on Casey. Five team fouls both sides. Cooperstown started out in an aggressive man-to-man with a... They strung up some quick fouls, but they have not had any in the second quarter. There have been no free throws in the second quarter, and Cooperstown has only been able to muster a three-pointer by Summer Murdoch for their points. They led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. They trailed 20-16 now. There's a shot inside by Alana Haggerty, who scored the first basket of the game. She draws a foul. Foul's going to be on Cassidy Newman, who now has two fouls. So Haggerty at the line for the first time tonight. Tomorrow night, action in Afton as the Harpersville boys play Afton. First shot by Haggerty is good. Second shot is not good, and the rebound by the other 14, Casey Manzanero. Benina, open left side, short. She goes for her own rebound, wrestles the ball away from Nicole Kring. Over to Talbot, who feeds Woodard. Short turnaround from about 6 feet away, and Woodard is now on the board with her first basket, and the balance is now starting to come out for Unitigo. First quarter was pretty much Manzanero with 6 of the 10 points. Now there have been 4 players scoring in this quarter. Traveling on Nicole Kring on the Cooperstown side. Her back to the basket in the high post position. I think if offensively, if she turns around and faces the basket, she'll find she's got an open shot. 2:15 to play in the first half. 22-17, Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll talk about the weekend in local sports. Nice pass inside from Manzanero to Woodard. Misses the first, gets the back, and scores. So back-to-back hoops by the junior, Marissa Woodard. Makes it a 24-17 game. And the largest lead for the Lady Spartans, who got out of the gates a little slow tonight. There's a nice offensive move, but not a great shot by Haggerty. She got through the double team, I think, a little easier than she thought. And the wild shot went out of bounds. So it's Spartans up by 7 with a minute 35 to go in the first half. Cross-court pass from Menina to Talbot. Talbot wide open, and she thought about taking it. Now she goes Manzanero to Menina. Cross-court, Kayla Talbot will now dribble in. Bounce pass to Woodard. Nice play, but traveling is the call, as Marissa tried to get an extra advantage with an extra step. So for Cooperstown on the floor, it's Summer Murdoch and Maggie Hall and Nicole Kring and Alana Haggerty and Lucy Ford. So a much taller lineup right now for Coach Mike Niles' team. Unitigo playing a little bit more of a man-to-man out front with the hustle of Talbot and Menina. Kring inside. The turnaround is no good. Tries to get her own rebound. The ball is loose. Rebound by Cassidy Newman. Menina spins around and bounce pass to Manzanero, who sees a lane open on the left side. Does not get the shot to drop, but she's going to the free throw line with 48 seconds to go. And that foul will be called on Alana Haggerty. That's her second and the team's seventh. So at the line is Casey Manzanero with a game-high 10 points. First shot is up and off the back of the rim. So Unitigo collectively 1-for-6 from the foul line, and Casey Manzanero has them all. She made her second one and is waiting for the next one to drop. Second shot in a very, very quiet gym, and yes, it does fall, and that's 11 points for Manzanero. She'll sit down with a smile on her face. So it's Courtney Bullis and Sarah Menina defensively up front for Unitigo. It's Talbot, Woodard, and Newman in the back line on that 2-3 defense. Guards passing it. Now Kring at the foul line. She brought the ball down. Almost a mistake there. Almost stolen away. Hall with 28 seconds to go. Wide open on the right side. Three-point shot by Murdoch. It misses. The ball comes out to her again, but off her foot. But no. Now they're saying it's off Menina's foot or somebody else's foot. Looking at the smile on Murdoch's face, I think she sold it. I think she sold the officials on that one. The inbounds play, Menina tried to keep it alive because Hall did not catch the ball. Sarah Menina does not make it easy with the person that is closest to the ball when she's playing defense. No doubt about it. Ford outside to Kring. Kring drives the right side, goes up, no good, and taps the ball alive, and then it goes out of bounds, touch last. Looks like Cooperstown with a new player in the ballgame, 32, is Michaela Church Foster. 6 seconds to go. Bullis right back to Menina for three off the right side, and the buzzer sounds. Remember, this is probably the last gym known to man that has no tenth of a second at it. The charm of Unitigo, 25-17, the first half ends, and boy, what a quarter for Unitigo. Balanced effort with 15 points, outscoring Cooperstown in that quarter 15-4 to take an 8-point lead going into halftime. And we will be back with the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Don't forget, we're streaming live. If you've got relatives who have, or if you have friends or loved ones with relatives who would be playing for Unitigo or for Cooperstown, let them know, because we are streaming live at WCDOsports.com. Meanwhile, we'll take a break, come back with our Maravito Halftime Report. 25-17, it is Unitigo leading Cooperstown, our debut of live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety
variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Good evening. Welcome back. Greg Davey from Unitigo Junior Senior High School. And the first game of the 2012-2013 high school basketball season. Time now for our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Happy 85th anniversary to Maravito Energy Products. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And Unitigo got out of this game, or got into this game, a little sluggish, and ended it with a bang of outscoring their opponents from Cooperstown 15-4 in the second quarter. They were down 7-2 or 7-3, came back and took a 10-7 lead, and then Cooperstown came back with 6 unanswered points to lead the first quarter 13-10. So it was a back and forth. We had 2 ties, 2 lead changes at that time. Well, tied again at 16 when Summer Murdoch hit the only field goal of the quarter for Cooperstown. That was a 3-pointer, making it 16-all, and from then on, Unitigo outscored their opponents 9-1. And so they lead and have good balanced scoring too. Casey Manzanero, as most would expect, the returning first teamer, comes back with 11 points. She's got a 3-pointer. Probably the most disappointing thing for her is she is just 2-for-7 from the free throw line, as is the entire team for Unitigo. 2 points for Robin Foster and Kayla Talbot in the first quarter. 2 points for Sarah Menina in the second quarter. 4 points each for Cassidy Newman and Marissa Woodard in the second quarter. And Newman with a couple of very nice assists to Manzanero, by the way, earlier when she came into the game early in the second quarter. For Cooperstown, they are led now by Summer Murdoch. The 5'8 senior has her team's only 3-pointer, and she's got 7 points. 6 points for Maggie Hall, all in the first quarter, including a 3, so I stand corrected already. 2 3-pointers for the team. Elizabeth Malaya has 0-for-2 from the line, did not score. Same with Sarah Jane Morosco. Nicole Kring hit her first free throw and has been held scoreless since then. 1 point for her, and of course she helped her team get out of the gate against Mohawk with 17 points, including 7 of 8 from the foul line, but she is just 1-for-3 in that category. Michaela Church-Foster and Lucy Ford have played but have not scored. So total, four two-pointers for Cooperstown, two three-pointers. And they also are poor from the free throw line tonight, just 3 for 9 for those 17 points. Want to give a shout to, I mentioned Sarah Menina being an all-state soccer player. Let's get that a little bit more in-depth now. As everyone who follows local sports knows, Unitico had a fantastic Section 4 Class C winning soccer team under Coach Sue Herodas. And I remember covering some of her fantastic teams of the 90s. And for them, it was a long time coming. But, you know, I remember when some of these seniors were sophomores and I watched them play in a game at Sydney, and I remember hearing some of the parents go, watch these girls. They're going to stay together. They're going to play. They're going to do well. Well, they did do well this year. Congratulations on a MAC championship and a Section 4 Class C championship. And now we can add Sarah Menina and her teammate, Katrina Clark, who are first and second team respective choices for the sports writers and coaches of Class C New York State soccer. Sarah had 24 goals and 12 assists, and Katrina Clark was a 10-goal scorer and 6 assists, so congratulations to both Sarah and Katrina. A lot of other area girls making that team, by the way. Indoor track over the weekend, some local finishers for the boys at a Finger Lakes Invitational at the beautiful A&E Center at Ithaca College. My son Kevin goes to Ithaca, so I don't mind giving a shout-out. That's a fantastic venue. Saw a swim meet and a wrestling meet at the same. I could go back and forth and stuff. Just a phenomenal facility. Well, that's where the Section 4 track seems to want to hold their meets now, and who can blame them? Ethan Green of Sydney finished 6th in the triple jump over the weekend. Shot put for Bainbridge Guilford, Chris Perilli, second place with a toss of 41-8. That's a pretty good indoor mark there. For in the 55 hurdles, Julia Knapp, freshman from Bainbridge Guilford, is continuing to do extremely well. She also doubled up with a win in the long jump. So congratulations to Julia, doing some great things on the track again for Bainbridge Guilford. Jalene Livingston of Sydney, whose best sport is tennis, but just about anything she tries, she does well. She got 6th in the triple jump. And Samantha Mullineaux, a senior at Sydney, was 3rd in the shot put. So congratulations to all of those local athletes. The wrestling teams have gotten off to a good start as well, so very impressed there. And it looks like we are about a minute away from starting here. Again, Unitico leading 25-17 against Cooperstown. We'll take a very short break. When we come back, we'll have the second half for you. Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Oh, my goodness. All right, thank you again to the Maravito Energy Products folks for our sponsorship of Halftime for yet another year. About 25 by last I counted, about 25 years worth. We're starting now with Cooperstown with the ball going right to left. Unitico, for the most part, has been in that 2-3 zone. They could start the quarter in the same manner. Inside, though, a shot missed by Haggerty, who looked like she had it really going there for a two-pointer, but it did not make it through the hoop. And Unitico dodges another one, trying to expand on their 8-point lead. Menina, a little hitch and goes for the layup. A little too strong on the layup, my goodness. But a recovery by Kayla Talbot. Nice hustle for her. Menina gets the pass back. Now to Manzanero to the right side. Foster, oh, forced it inside, or cross-court pass, rather. Picked off by Maggie Hall. Can she convert? No. But Kring is there with the offensive rebound and never gets the shot off. We'll see if it's... I don't think it's a two-shot foul. No, they point to the floor. So it'll be Cooperstown to inbound underneath their basket. And that foul's going to go on Casey Manzanero, and a shot misses with Woodard grabbing the rebound with authority, holding it high over her head, and trust me, you're not going to get to that one. First minute in the books with no points being scored. Both defenses looking pretty good, though. Talbot to the right side. Nice cut by Menino. The turnaround shot just off the rim. Rebound Woodard. A soft touch off the glass for two. So Marissa Woodard with 6 points. And the lead up now to 10 points at 27-17. Cooperstown really searching for an offensive answer right now against this zone. There's Kring inside, and that one will fall through. Without, thought she was going to bank it, but she did not. Her first field goal, Nicole, with 3 points. Well under her 17-point production of just a few days ago. Marissa Woodard trying to catch an inbound or a lead pass inside on the mid post. Maggie Hall making it very difficult to do that, and they tie up. It will be Unitigo's ball underneath. They'll set up the box with Woodard and Foster underneath. And a diagonal cut to Manzanero. Menina thought she had a bounce pass to Woodard, and it was Malaya, Elizabeth Malaya, picking the ball off. So apparently the ball, the hands of Elizabeth Malaya reached out into or over the imaginary plane. And so, by rights, the official has to warn the defender not to do that again. Hard one to describe, as we know we're getting ready for the action to resume. Sorry about that. So, inside, Manzanero went directly into Nicole Kring, who wasn't even trying to defend her, just trying to stay away from the contact. Apparently, the officials think that she was trying to defend her with that contact. And does she get the foul or no? Okay, well, must have been a two-person job then, because Kring was the one closest, but Haggerty is the one who gets her third foul. That one doesn't make sense to me. We'll have to catch that on the videotape. Shot by Manzanero is missing, and Casey Manzanero, normally a pretty good free throw shooter, is just not hitting it tonight. She is 2 for 8 from the free throw line. 6:11 left in the third quarter. Her team up, though, by 8 points. Manzanero. So a little reverse psychology on this side, anyway, to say that she wasn't doing well. Sure enough, she makes it. So another point for Unitigo. 28-19 down to the six-minute mark of the third quarter. We'll see if Cooperstown can generate some offense. It is a fake three-pointer now, a three-point shot off the front of the rim, missed by, that's Murdoch that missed it, the rebound by Maggie Hall, but she could not put the ball back up. Unitigo in transition now. Menina to the right side, pass off the double team, and now a steal from behind by Foster. They're on the floor with it. Nobody in control. That's going to wind up being a possession arrow for sure. Referee rates that play 2 thumbs up. All those years I never said that. 2 thumbs up by the official. Basically means, whose ball is it? 50-50 chance. It's Cooperstown's. All right, 5:30 to play, third quarter. Redskins looking for some answers from the field. Driving in, a shot is blocked. Shot by Church Foster. Long pass up ahead to a wide open the other Foster, Robin Foster, but in her anxiety, so anxious to catch that ball and turn around and make a lap, she couldn't catch the basketball. A lot of people can say that they've done the same exact thing. All right, so in Cooperstown's offensive end, again, they have to try to find this zone defense by Unitigo. Where are the openings? Passing it around the perimeter. Pass now inside to Church Foster, Michaela Church Foster, hyphenated. Another possession arrow, and it's turned back over to Unitigo. So some sloppy play, to say the least. The difference really being up one basket by Nicole Kring of Cooperstown and one free throw by Casey Manzanero of Unitigo. That's been it. We played 3 minutes plus in the third period. First of 4 games this week on WCDL. Menina drives in off the double team, kicks it to the Manzanero, misses the shot. Woodard can't hit the putback. Rebound by Nicole Kring. And she gets it safely into the hands of Elizabeth Malaya, the 5'6 freshman. Coming to the right side, guarded by Talbot. Pass inside. Church Foster, the turnaround, not there. Woodard had something to do with that shot not hitting the rim. Long pass up ahead to Manzanero. The ball fake, pass inside to Woodard. And traveling is the violation cited by the official. Before Lucy Ford checks into the ball game for Cooperstown for Michaela Church Foster. So again, with Ford coming into the game and Kring, that gives them some twin tower action, but they have really not taken advantage of it off the zone. Woodard also comes out of the ball game, replaced in Unitigo's lineup by Cassidy Newman, who had a good first half, 4 points, and a couple of nice assists. Hall fakes the pass inside. They keep it around the perimeter from right to left. Going in through a double team. Ford bounces back outside. Steal by Menina, but it goes out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table. Touch last by Malaya of Cooperstown, so it is indeed Spartans ball. Talbot out near half court. Guarded man for man by Maggie Hall. Menina stumbles a little bit on the right side. Draws a double team. Somebody's open. And somehow passes it off to Talbot. Now to Newman. Pass, or the shot is blocked by Kring. Nice clean block. Kring, crossover dribble. Kicks it back outside. Cooperstown not in a hurry to shoot. To the elbow, to Kring. And rolling it in. Will not find that same Unitigo bounce that was prevalent in for the Spartans in the first quarter. But she will get two shots at the free throw line. Yeah, and the foul is on Newman, her third. So one player for each team with three fouls. Kring at the line, makes the first one. Kring, slow start offensively, has 4 points. Newman comes back out with that third foul, and Marissa Woodard goes in. So Kring gets a second shot. The 6 foot senior is up, and it's short. And chased into the corner by Talbot. Talbot, dangerous pass underneath the Cooperstown basket. Menina has to come to get it. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter, 28-20. Cooperstown trailing by 8. Spartans have led most of the way since mid-second quarter. Woodard catches the air ball by Foster, or was it? Was it an air ball or was it a pass? We don't know. Cooperstown's stolen the ball. They're on offense now. Nice drive and shot put up by Summer Murdoch. She's got a good knack around the basket. Foul will be on Marissa Woodard, and that is her second. And one thing, obviously, Coach Bonds has to worry about with his team is foul trouble on the forward position. Shot missed at the line by Summer Murdoch. She is a 5'8 senior. Shot is up. Second one's good. She is still high on this team with 8 points. 28-21. They're sneaking back to within 7. Foster again tries to rifle a pass down underneath for Woodard. Slapped away by Elizabeth Malaya. Good active hands and good pursuit, good anticipation by Cooperstown defensively that time. 2:35 to play, third quarter, 28-21. Unitigo with the ball and the lead. Wide open is Talbot at the foul line. Missed it. Foster, offensive rebound. Comes back and passes to Menina. And it looks like 3 seconds will be the call. First one of the night. Called on Woodard. So Cooperstown, another chance to cut into the 7-point deficit. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Nice give and go to Kring inside. Oh, it's off the back of the rim. That one looked, it's probably their best two-person play of the night. As Kring rolled off the pick and had a what looked like an easy basket. So it's Spartans ball with a 7-point lead. Manzanero being guarded by Hall. She gets through that, gets by that, and goes through a double team. Ball gets partially blocked. Loose ball. It is Maggie Hall forces the pass, and it's going to be off Menina. They're going to give it to Cooperstown, and I got to say I agree with that because I thought Sarah Menina was the one who knocked the ball away. But Coach Bonds is shaking his head. I don't know if we saw the same thing or not. Around in Ford, off the glass, too hard, goes for her own rebound. The ball is loose on the floor, and this one will be Unitigo's. So Cooperstown could not capitalize on that, and looks like timeout will be called with a minute 47, a short timeout. Buck 47 to go, third quarter, 28-21, Cooperstown trailing Unitigo. Our debut of live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now
or WCDOsports.com. Either one will get you there. Minute 44 to go. Back to the action. With Unitigo nursing a seven-point lead right now and not doing a whole lot to extend that. Cooperstown, on the other hand, trying to sneak back into this, but not making much hay there. Still a seven-point game, so it's really just a couple of hot shots away from either being a blowout or a closer game. Casey Manzanero, right to left, spots it open for a 14-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound Kring for Cooperstown. She does have good instincts around the basket, no doubt about that. She just cannot get her shot to drop on offense. So Cooperstown, another chance. Bring it to within five or four. Maggie Hall, the quick double team. It's Kring inside. Now she's open on the left side. Defense got caught a little flat-footed that time, and Kring is starting to catch it on with 6 points. 28-23, 52 seconds to go. Unitigo by five. Menina, bounce pass to Talbot. Talbot crosses over to the right. She stops at the right elbow, hands it off to Manzanero, drives in, or starts to drive in, gets hit along the way by Lucy Ford, who commits her second foul. Neither team in dire straits right now as far as team fouls go, but one player each with three on Cooperstown and Unitigo. Manzanero continues to struggle. She leads all scores with 12 points, but just can't find the answer from the free throw line. Robin Foster comes out for Unitigo with 39 seconds to go, replaced by junior Courtney Bullis, who's seen a lot of time off the bench tonight. Manzanero gets this one to swish. So now she's got the Baker's dozen of 13, her team up by 6, 29-23. Now last year went overtime, 46-42. There's a kick by Bullis, good active defense there. I mean, 46-42 just sounds like a defensive struggle or poor shooting or a combination. This is, of course, it's early in the season, so nobody's really probably got their shooting touches. And a shot inside by Ford. Missed it. Kring rebounds. No good. She's going to get a rebound again. Goes in to teammate Malaya, who misses. Ford rebounds, and we'll get it to go. So the height right there of Cooperstown pays off. 6 seconds to go. 29-25. Bullis is going to let it go for Woodard, and they will call off what looked like a foul on Marissa Woodard. So 29-25 is the way the quarter ends, with Unitigo up by four. So stick around. I'm sure we're going to see more drama coming out here for basketball's debut of 2012-13 season. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Both teams are playing some very good defense of different styles tonight. Cooperstown staying mostly man for man, and based on the rare height disadvantage, Unitigo has stuck in a 2-3 zone and has done quite well keeping the tall girls, Nicole Kring and Lucy Ford, to a combination of 8 points. And there's Kring in the lane. Oh, for Cooperstown, missed. It spun out, but they continue to get offensive rebounds, so maybe the tide is turning. Murdoch lost the pass into Ford. They stop the pop and off the rim twice, and the ball stays out there. Manzanero fights her way for it. And, boy, the offensive rebounding for Cooperstown is plentiful in the second half, and that has helped them get to within 4 points at 29-25. Sarah Menina weaves it to Kayla Talbot, who gets hit there by Murdoch, not intentionally, but Manzanero double-teamed. And there is a travel call on Manzanero. A lot of contact on that far side. Wondered about that call, but nobody's arguing, so it's me that's wrong. All right, Menina with a steal on the, as they lofted a pass low to, in Cooperstown's offensive end. Menina alertly picks it off. And just like the third quarter, not many points being scored. Here comes Talbot driving in. Bank shot no good. Rebounded by Kring yet again. She's probably in double figures total with rebounds. Probably as many defenses, many offensive rebounds as she does defensive rebounds. Maggie Hall looks low for Ford. Not there. They swing it around to the right side. Murdoch guarded closely by Manzanero, but a little too closely. Casey picks up her third foul, and again, this is where the concern is for Coach Bonskowski, is foul trouble for Unitigo, and as one might expect, with not many timeouts being called, the fourth quarter is when it's all going to come out. Fourth quarter timeout by Mike Niles, 6:20 to go, a short timeout, 29-25, Unitigo leads by four. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, it's been a good debut for our WCDO high school basketball season. Nobody's shining brightly on the offensive end, but boy, the defense and the rebounding has been spectacular tonight. And there's a drive in hard by Summer Murdoch, who misses. A rebound by Malaya, who missed it as well. There's a fight underneath, so I'll fight, not literally, but battle for the ball. And it looks like the foul is going to be called on Malaya herself. who now has three fouls. So now here comes some pressure defense by Cooperstown. They played mostly man-to-man, and they're going to make this a full court man-to-man. So they put the ball in the capable hands of Sarah Menina. The crossover dribble nearly stolen away. Quick hands by Malaya, sticking with her. And I said Murdoch got the foul, not Malaya last time. There's a shot inside by Foster. Missed it, but two shots coming her way. This one's on Nicole Kring, her second. Four fouls both sides. So somebody other than Casey is at the line tonight for Unitigo, and it's Robin Foster. Two shots coming. First shot is up, and it fell out. Substitution. Senior Michaela Church Foster checks in for Lucy Ford on Cooperstown's side. 5:45 left. Robin Foster with a second free throw. And it's good. That makes the score 30-25. 3 points now for Robin. She had an early basket. Pass goes inside, and Cassidy Newman playing defense behind Church Foster is called for an over-the-back, or yeah, I guess that still is a valid call, over-the-back or over-the-top. And that is fourth. That's the fourth foul on Cassidy Newman, and she's still in there right now. Three-point heave up there by Summer Murdoch. It misses. Rebound, though, by Malaya. Malaya throws it all the way back to where the ball started, which was that shot by Murdoch. Now it's inside. Nice pass inside to Church Foster, and she is fouled. And that's going to be, well, 2-4. That's Cassidy Newman. That would be 5 on her. So Cassidy fouls out of the ball game. They were not able to get her out of the ballgame with her fourth, so Cassidy is done. She scored on back-to-back shots in the second quarter. And that, of course, allows, by rules, the coach has a minute to make the substitution. And it was a no-brainer who was going to make the who was going to be the substitute. That's starter Marissa Woodard, who is back in. But now Cassidy Newman is on the bench and won't be able to play. Marissa Woodard has two fouls. Casey Manzanero has three, and Robin Foster had two fouls early in the game, and she has not been called for a foul in the second half. Meanwhile, at the line, Michaela Church Foster, first time at the line, and she makes the first one. Cooperstown coming into this quarter 5-13, and two free throws by Church Foster makes them 7-15, and it's now a three-point ball game. Long pass up ahead to Menina, who sets for three. It's short, rebound Foster. She turns right around and goes to Kayla Talbot. Talbot back to Foster, who drives baseline off the glass. Good! That play made possible by Robin Foster, no doubt about it. She caught the air ball by Menina, passed it out, got the ball back, and made a good drive along the baseline. One of the better offensive plays for the Spartans. A give and go inside to Kring. The turnaround off the glass is good. She wasn't going to get the roll, and then she did. 8 points for Nicole, 32-29, and now we pick up the offensive action a bit. 4:45 left in this ballgame. Very daring defense right now by Cooperstown, and they're no doubt they're going for the steal every time. But Manzanero will be fouled by Summer Murdoch, who really was in the face of Casey Manzanero. But it is not time for the 1-1 yet. We have not had a 1-1 situation yet. Murdoch with her second foul. Now we have a timeout with 4:30 to play, and it's a full timeout. 32-29 Unitigo with the lead and the basketball. When we come back, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831, that's 349-0831, for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and definitely one of the differences in girls and boys basketball is crowd noise. Crowd noise in the girls' game. All free throws are shot in a quiet setting. Timeouts are all quiet. Boys, it's just the opposite. Well, Unitigo goes down low. Menina to Marissa Woodard. Too far on the shot and rebounded in stride and by Summer Murdoch, but as she looked up crossing half court to see where the defenders are, she lost track of the basketball. And the possession arrow is signaled yet again. And it goes right back to Unitigo, who leads by three, 32-29 with 4:17 to play in this ballgame. A very low-scoring game like last year's, which was 46-42. It was 36 all at the end of regulation. Nice play inside. Manzanero lost her balance a bit and came up short on the shot. In fact, it hit the bottom of the rim as she spun around and got through a double team. Pass to Kring. Kring, nice play inside. If it goes, it's good. It doesn't, but she'll get two at the line. Kring is simply doing what I thought she was going to do early on, and that was turn and face the basket and drive. In this case, she had the ball in the middle post with her the basket over her right shoulder. She simply spun around and got by the defender. There was some contact, and they say it was on Robin Foster, who now has her third foul. Shot by Kring is short. She has had her times here, struggles. Held to 8 points. Now Alana Haggerty, a 5'9 senior, is back into the ballgame, replacing Michaela Church Foster. So Kring has another shot at the line, trying to get her team within two. And is short on this one as well. Rebound, Robin Foster. We've got awards as usual coming up after this game. Nothing is concrete at this time. Medina driving hard. Cross-court pass, though, is picked off by Hall and then recovered by Kring, and she is tangled up there with Robin Foster, and that's going to be a quick fourth foul. And it's going to make Greg Bonskowski think, what do I sub in this with 3.5 to go? Do I let her stay? It's going to be some decisions here, but Nicole Kring at the line. Yet again, right now she is 2 for 7. Now make it 2 for 7. The 1-1, first 1-1 of the night. 3:28 to go, and it misses. Boy, both teams could make their case with good free throw shooting, but it has not happened. The exception being Michaela Church Foster, who had two shots and made them both. Now of overthrow, Kayla Talbot looking for Sarah Menina, and let's remember, Sarah's 5'1", if that, and the ball would have been hard for Marissa Woodard at 6'1 to catch. So 3:10 to play. Pass to the right side. It's a 1-3-1 offense right now by Cooperstown against this 2-3 zone defense of Unitigo's that has just been a nightmare for Cooperstown offense. Inside, lost the ball. There's slipping and sliding, and now Cooperstown somehow gets back to control, and Kring bounce pass to the right side, the fake, the shot up and airballed by Malaya as the shot clock wound down. Some players stopped when the buzzer sounded, but by that time Unitigo had the ball, so it's all legal. Menina goes to Manzanero, trying to force it down through, off the rim, no good. Woodard rebounds, and that one's going to go in. Big basket there by Unitigo gives them the 5-point lead with 2:20 to go. Hall back to the top of the key, and a ball knocked away by Foster in a wide open space there that she saved on She didn't save it, but she saved on the defensive side from Cooperstown getting an open shot. 34-29. Unitigo has led most of the way since the second quarter began. Three-point shot missed, but Kring with a rebound off the Murdoch miss. Now passes outside. It's cross-court again. 23 on the shot clock. The turnaround just off the rim. Still rebounded by Haggerty, and it's good. Haggerty, Alana Haggerty stayed with it twice to get the basketball and get it in the hoop, scoring to make it 34-31, and a timeout asked for by, I believe, the coach of... No, it's by Mike Niles of Cooperstown. All right, buck 50 to play in this game, 34-31 in favor of Unitigo, and they have the ball when we come back.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Our first quarter score was 13-10 Cooperstown. Our halftime score was 25-17 Unitigo. Third quarter score at the end of the third quarter was 29-25. And right now it's 34-31. The points are scarce, except for a 15-point barrage, relatively speaking, by Unitigo in the second quarter. It has been hard to come by for baskets and even free throws. So now with a minute 50 to go, Cooperstown defense in place with a man-to-man defense. Unitigo offense in place with Sarah Menina, Casey Manzanero, and Kayla Talbot going to bring the ball up the court. They go to Foster instead. Foster, and then a weak side run by Menina gets the ball over half court. Nicely done by the Spartans with just 12 seconds on the shot clock. Backdoor pass looking for Talbot. It was hit by Malaya and recovered by Haggerty. Nice play defensively by Cooperstown. Let's see if they can turn it into points. Hall off the double team, passing to Malaya. Back to Hall. Long pass around to Murdoch. Now it's Hall. It's Malaya. She's open. Left side three-pointer. It's good. We're tied. Summer Murdoch, first player to hit double figures for Cooperstown, and a big spot to do it. 11 points, we're tied at 34. It is the fourth time the tie, first time since 16-all. Menina driving around. She comes to a stop at the foul line. Open as Manzanero. The right side missed it. Ball is battled for, and Woodard battling with Kring for it, and there's a possession arrow pointing Cooperstown's way. So 36 seconds to go, and that prompts Mr. Bonskowski, coach of Unitigo, to call a timeout. We'll stay right here because I want to talk about where we're going to be for the next several games. We have three more this week. How about that? So, with iced tea firmly in hand here, hopefully we can keep the voice intact. Tuesday, tomorrow night, Harpersville at Afton for a 7:30 start. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 7:15 or thereabouts with a JV game ending at question mark. Thursday night, 12:13 is the date. Afton at Bainbridge-Guilford boys. That'll be a 7 o'clock start because the JVs start early at 5:30. On air at 6:45 with Chambers and O'Hara tip-off. Friday the 14th, same two schools, different gender. The girls on Friday night making that a 7 o'clock start. 6:45 Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Next week will be a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oxford at Unitigo boys at 7:30. Oxford, a chance to make some noise in the MAC, probably in, I'd call it the maybe the 3-4-5 slot somewhere, depending on their cohesiveness this year under very skilled coach Tim Davis. That'll be a 7:30 start, Oxford at Unitigo. Thursday night, the 20th, Walton at Sydney Girls. First time in Sydney, it'll be a 7:15 start. And Friday the 21st, Unitigo is at Bainbridge Guilford for a 7:30 start. So two rivals there who are having good seasons starting out. Unitigo and BG. All right, 36 seconds to go, all tied at 34. Unitigo also in a press situation. Robin Foster's got to be careful. She's got four fouls. And it is up to Elizabeth Malaya to get the ball over half court, and she does. Unitigo now reverts back to a 2-3 zone, scrambling every time the ball gets passed around. Top of the key is Malaya. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Down into Haggerty. The runner is no good. Krieg with a rebound. Off the glass is good. And Coach Bonskowski with 9 seconds to go calls timeout. So Nicole Krieg finally getting a shot she was comfortable with. It was on an offensive rebound yet again. And 10 points for her. And that gives Cooperstown their first lead since 13-10. Or check that, 13-12. And now they're up by two, 36-34. They trailed by as many as 10 points at 27-17. So this has been one of those games where there has not been a ton of offense. There's been little streaks here and there. And it's all about the momentum. Figured I would keep it here because I do want to say that coming up, well, we're not making any assumptions in this one, are we? No, we're not going to make any assumptions. Are they going to go for the win, or are they going to go for the tie? That's an interesting thing. If I had a color commentator here, I would certainly pawn it off on him or her to make that decision. But I think what you want to do when you're the home team, get it into overtime and then let the offense take over from there. But we'll see what happens. But we will have our awards. And this year, like last year, Mang Insurance sponsors the Dynamic Defense Award, and NBT Bank sponsors the Outstanding Offensive Player Award. So Coach Bonskowski reminding the referee certain ground rules, I guess, or just confirming. So now Unitigo puts four people at the Unitigo Spartan center court. Benita gets the inbound pass. Oh, the bounce pass to Casey Manzanero. Manzanero was headed toward the hoop, and the ball was headed toward the stands. Casey and Sarah not in sync that time, and another timeout called for by Coach Mike Niles. So with 4 seconds to go, pretty much Cooperstown, well, now Cooperstown's going to inbound the ball at the foul line extended of Unitigo's goal. So if you're looking for analysis here, what they need to do from Cooperstown end is basically throw it toward Cooperstown's basket. If Unitigo steals it, say, underneath the Cooperstown basket, they've got 4 seconds to get the ball up court and get a shot off. And at that point, it's pretty much guaranteed if there's any shot made, it would be a three-pointer, which would then make this very quiet gym go bonkers. But that's the best-case scenario right now for Unitigo. Now, there's no doubt they could steal the inbounds pass with their defensive abilities. Let's see who's going to inbound the ball for Cooperstown. Or whether they're going to foul. Now, they may choose to foul. That's the only other option that could get them what they want. So, let's see what they do. The inbounds pass comes, and there will be a foul, yep. So that's about all they can do, but half the time is cut from four down to two, and that's Robin Foster's fifth foul. She had no other recourse but to do that. So Robin Foster will foul out with 5 points. So Coach Bonskowski gets another minute to make that substitution. And at the line for Cooperstown will be Elizabeth Malaya, who will get... Now, this will be a one-and-one situation, so it will be vital. And, of course, a timeout. So let's take another break because they're trying to ice things here. So 2 seconds to go, 36-34, Cooperstown. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, this is certainly an unorthodox finish to the debut of our 2012-2013 season. I figured it would be back and forth, and it really wasn't. Unitigo had things under control once they got off to a slow start. Once they got going, that second quarter, outscoring their opponents 15-4, put them in the driver's seat by 8. They extended the lead to 10 at 27-17, and then Cooperstown just kept clawing back. Casey Manzanero held scoreless in the fourth quarter. That's a key as well. So here comes the 1-1 for freshman Elizabeth Malaya. And her shot is up and good. Well, one more puts it away. And Cooperstown players now deserting the blocks. And the second shot is no good. Woodard goes, a steal, but it won't matter. And that's the end of the ball game. A very frustrating loss for Unitigo. Now, it is a non-league loss, which does not affect them in the Mid-State Athletic Conference standings, and it's possibly a big lesson learned here for Coach B and the team to never make the assumption that with a 10-point lead, it's all good. I mean, they didn't, and I'm not accusing them of doing that, but it's funny how Cooperstown could not shoot with any consistency. But they chipped away, and they let their defense continue to play hard, and it worked. And they came out with a 37-34 victory tonight over the home team, Unitigo Spartans. So we're going to take our final break. We'll have the totals for you because I've been working on them here in the last couple of minutes. And so stick around because it's the postgame show with our awards and live Tri-Town basketball in the postgame show on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
12-21. Wow. Back to the game's conclusion, which, again, kind of has me shaking my head. There was a lot of good stuff from Unitigo and a lot of good stuff from Cooperstown. Of course, that's the situation where somebody's got to win it. Cooperstown came from behind to win this one 37-34. It's kind of a hard one to describe. So let's let our post-game sponsors start out doing the talking, shall we? Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor, has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they proudly support local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes NBT Bank has served our community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. All righty then, 71 points scored in this game. So an average of a point, let's see, just a little over 2 points for every minute played. Not a lot. Was the defense good? You betcha it was good. Was the offense not good? Well, at times the offenses for both teams were good. Was there hustle? Oh, my gosh, yes, there was hustle. And both teams played varying styles and got varying results, except not a lot of offense again and not a lot of points. But free throws also came to be the demon for both teams in a way. But I guess perseverance pays off is the best way to put the moral of this story, where Cooperstown came from 10 points down. They outscored Unitigo from the early part of the third quarter by 20-9. So that's the way that ended, a three-point win. So here we go for Unitigo. They were led by Casey Manzanero at 13, and I think her struggles reflected the rest of the team's struggles. 4-for-11 from the free throw line. That is not Casey Manzanero's approach to this game. She's good at the free throw line most times, and in her home court. So, but she's the one shooting them, not me. So it's awful easy to stand up here or sit up here at the top of the bleachers and go, what's the problem? Just put it in the basket. Nobody's guarding you. Not that easy. But she did have 13 points and was held scoreless in the fourth quarter and was held without a field goal for the entire second half. So that is certainly a factor in this ball game. Next high for Unitigo is Marissa Woodard, who scored 8 points and just about all on offensive rebounds. Cassidy Newman had two nice assists when she came into the game. She fed Manzanero for back-to-back hoops, and then she came back and had a couple of good plays for 4 points. She fouled out early in the fourth quarter. She finishes with 4. Sarah Menina held to 2 points. And while she doesn't have to be the big scorer like she was in soccer, not getting some of her shots to fall was certainly a factor, finishing with 2. Courtney Bullis allowed up time off the bench. She did not score. Kayla Talbot, an early basket, she was held to 2. And Robin Foster, who fouled out late in the game just based on the fact that nobody else was fouling a Cooperstown player, somebody had to, and so she did it. She finishes with 5 points. So all in all, that's 7 and 6 is 13 two-point field goals. 1 3-point field goal, and that was by Casey Manzanero in the first quarter. And the free throw shooting, 5 for 13. Casey was 4 for 11, and Robin 1 for 2. So 5 for 13 is not going to win you many ball games. And 14 total baskets in 32 minutes is definitely not going to win you many ball games. But they still had a chance. Cooperstown, kudos to them. They did not give up. They were led by Summer Murdoch, who had 2 of the team's 3 three-pointers. She finishes with a game-high 11 points. Nicole Kring, who had a ton of offensive rebounds, she finishes with 10. 6 points for Maggie Hall. 2 points for Michaela Church-Foster, both from the free-throw line late in the game. And 2 points for 6'1 senior Lucy Ford, and that was in the third quarter. Let's see, 5 points for Alana Haggerty, and then the 1 free throw on the 1-on-1 situation for Elizabeth Malaya. She finishes with 1. 13 field goals for Cooperstown as well. 10 from the 2-point range, 3 from the 3-point range, and just 8 for 21 from the free throw line. But seeing as how they had 8 and Unitigo had 5 in their free throw totals, that wound up being, in a way, the difference of the ball game. All right, for our awards, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is going to go, although she struggled mightily through much of the game, she never gave up, and that's Nicole Kring. I give it to Nicole because her offensive rebounding prowess was very paramount, especially in the fourth quarter when shots were missing. She was keeping the ball alive, and she will get the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Now, as far as the Dynamic Defense Award, that could go to just about anybody. There were good plays made by Menina, Talbot, Foster on the defensive end for Unitigo, for Cooperstown. My goodness, they had that swarming defense going on outside with Maggie Hall and Malaya and Murdoch. Because this game was so close, we're going to go on the defensive side for Unitigo, and we're going to give that award to Sarah Menina, because the guard play for Cooperstown did not net a lot. They did have 3 three-pointers, but it wasn't part of their regular offense. So we're going to go with Sarah on the defense, Sarah Menina on defense for the Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and Nicole Crane for Cooperstown, and the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Well, this was quite a debut. It's a hard one to describe, and for you to take it, it's a hard one to stomach, but they are 1-1 on the season, and again, non-league situation, so they'll continue on. They'll have some challenges coming up, of course. The big three this year in terms of the MAC has to be Harpersville, who's defending again. And then Unadilla Valley, who had a rough weekend, I guess, and also Unitigo. Those were the top three, as I see it, in the MAC this year. For the boys, it looks like probably, it's up for grabs right now. With Damien Zimmer out for Sydney does not become the dynamic force that they were predicted to be. They're still good, probably still has the edge, but Unitigo's right there. I think Oxford and Bainbridge-Guilford are both right there. And some improved teams as well. Deposit got a win recently, as did Harpersville. So, maybe the unpredictability of it all is worth it. All right, so first of four games this week. Tomorrow night will be Harpersville-Afton. And we are glad that you certainly are able to tune in on the radio or from your internet connection or your mobile device. Of course, WCDOsports.com or WCDOradio.com makes it all possible. If you get on WCDOradio.com, as people have been very comfortable in doing for our Sports On Demand, you can navigate it to the same places you need to be. This discussion board, it debuted tonight. Probably not all that active, but it didn't need to be. We will get that going as well. And you can do that anytime. You don't have to wait for a game. You can do that 24/7. And it'll be interesting, because I'm going to certainly be part of that as well. So it's the start of what's probably going to be 25 to 30 games, and who knows? Could a boys' team wind up in Glens Falls? Could a girls' team wind up at Hudson Valley and Troy? We don't know, but it's certainly going to be fun finding out. So for Joe Gardner back at the station, I'm Greg Davey. Glad to be back for yet another year. Took, 06, 07, 08, 09 off, and back for 2010, 11, and 12, and now 13. So glad to be back for at least one more go-around. For WCDO Radio Sports and everybody concerned, I'm Greg Davey. Have a fantastic night.